Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. All it took was a fire in an abandoned building to stop traffic on 4th Street Eureka this morning. Fire erupted mid-morning in the old machinery building in the 400 block of Broadway, and the blaze could be seen from a great distance. Eureka firefighters battled the fire while authorities closed off the street to traffic. Fire investigators are not yet offering a cause of the fire, but the building has been boarded up and was not being used. A Crescent City man has died of injuries suffered when he was struck by a car Saturday night. 48-year-old Everett Moorhead was struck as he attempted to walk across Highway 101 near North Indian Road. He was struck by a truck driven by Alex Miranda of Brookings, Oregon. Moorhead was taken by ambulance to Sutter Coast Hospital in Crescent City, where he later died. The California Highway Patrol is investigating. A Southern Humboldt man charged with homicide is back in the county after his capture in Arizona. Benjamin Carter was on the run following the shooting death of Zachary Chapman in Garberville in April. Carter was accused of shooting Chapman and dumping his body in the Eel River. Acting on a tip, U.S. Marshals found Carter in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, living with a family member. He was returned to Humboldt County Jail to stand charges. His wife is also in custody, and police say she's linked to the same April 16th murder. Authorities say Carter is affiliated with a white supremacy gang. The sheriff's office continues its search for George Robbins, a man suspected of firing shots from a rifle at dogs on property near an elementary school in Wichpeck, and then threatening the owner of the property about 200 yards from the school. Robbins was armed with a rifle and is suspected of firing several shots, an incident that led to the shutdown of the school. Anyone with information about Robbins is asked to contact law enforcement. A juvenile from Wichipec was airlifted to an out-of-the-area hospital on Friday after being accidentally shot in the abdomen by a 9mm handgun. A sheriff's deputy responded to the scene at Capel Road and found medical personnel treating the victim, who'd suffered the wound after he and another juvenile had allowed an accidental discharge of the weapon. The victim remains in stable condition. Eureka police arrested 26-year-old Eureka resident Edward Brinson on Saturday after an enforcement stop on a stolen vehicle. The car had been reported stolen early Saturday morning from in front of a house on William Street in Eureka. Officers began a search of the area, and the 2006 Blue Scion was later spotted in the parking lot of a business in the 2800 block of Broadway. Brinson and a juvenile male were in the vehicle, and they were found in possession of a stun gun and pepper spray. After being interviewed, it was determined the juvenile had nothing to do with the theft, and he was released to his parents. Brinson, who was on probation for previous theft-related crimes, was taken into custody, and further investigation revealed that at least two vehicles had been burglarized in the William Street area, and items taken from those thefts were recovered in the stolen vehicle. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. I'm used to doing the news, not used to being the news. But it happened to me late Friday night when someone stole my Lincoln Town Car from my driveway in Cutton. It happened while I was inside the house. Police say it's not common for thieves to target a 1993 Lincoln Town Car. They usually target newer cars, but one did without even breaking the glass. He had a key to my car. Late Sunday night, police called to say they had found the car. A driver who claimed he had bought the car was gassing it up in Eureka on Broadway. Inside the car were theft tools, a knife and hatchet, and in the trunk a small bicycle. The car was running well. The deputy said the driver, Sean Eugene Olson, 19, claimed he'd bought it for $500 from his girlfriend. And again, he had the key to the car and the title certificate. He's been charged with possession of stolen property. He was booked and released. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.